culture. Everything we talk about is relation. We keep it kosher. Welcome to a world where we are like this, yeah.
What's up, kosher fam? Welcome and welcome back to the Keeping the Kosher podcast, where we like to talk about real life,
real shit,
and real ways to keep it kosher. And if you know us, you already know we got to do our check-in first. B, I know you forgot. So, before we get started, B, how are you doing mentally, physically, and emotionally?
Mentally, I'm in space. Like, I'm really, like, spaced out right now.
I'm screaming.
Like, I can literally see myself if I was connected to, like, a space rocket and, like, I was tethered to it and I had on my spacesuit. Like, I just feel like I'm floating out in space right now. Physically, I'm just, like, I feel good. I'm a little, you know, bloated from all the holiday cookies, can I say? Yeah, I definitely have had a lot of holiday desserts and snacks. And then what else?
Emotionally.
Oh my god, emotionally, Venus retrograde has been whooping my ass. So I've been spending days on end, like, really crying or just emotional or feeling just sorry for myself over stupid shit. And it's just the retrograde, and I have to remind myself of that. I'd be like, girl, get it together, bitch.
Get it together, bitch. Don't let retrograde. Right. Don't let the micrograde take you down.
The micrograde's be working. What about you? What's going on?
Well, for me mentally, I feel super inspired, actually. So I'm going to talk a little bit later on about what I'm inspired about.
Yes.
I'm really excited about, like, 2022 for not only me but for you as well. I'm just, like, super excited.
It's gonna be a lot.
Yeah, I just feel super inspired. Physically, I feel, and what wanted to come out is, like, the race has just begun. Like, I feel like I've just set out on a new venture physically, so I'm, like, super excited about that. And then emotionally, I feel okay.
Yes.
And that's not me feeling good or bad, but I would honestly say, like, emotionally, it has been a fucking roller coaster. Because on December the 23rd, as you know, I lost my Nana. And then my ex's birthday was December the 24th. So you already know, like, we were together for 5 years. So, like, TMI, you know, I just have been, you know, in my feelings about my ex.
It's been heavy.
Yeah, and then
the holidays can be really heavy for some people.
And then Christmas night, my ex actually lost his dog. His mom texted me and was like, yeah, we had to put the dog down.
No!
And I was so sad because, like, I was just talking to him and he didn't even know. He was back in our hometown, so he didn't even know that his dog was getting put down.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so he didn't know. And it was just emotional. So, like, I reached out to him just to make sure he is okay.
That's really a lot.
You know, and I realized, like, I'm not even going to hold you. Like, I love him, but I'm not in love with him anymore.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can't, like, when I care about you or I love you, it's hard for me to just, like, say fuck it.
That's something my mom always told me. She was like, you can't just turn your feelings off.
Right. So, like, it's just been difficult, like, trying to navigate my own emotions. And then I'm happy because my brother is actually moving to, I know I'm taking up a lot of time.
No, get into it.
Wait, yeah, let's just get into our weeks. So, but my brother is actually moving to Atlanta with me on January 1st. So I'm excited about that. So I won't be so lonely in my apartment.
Right.
But me and him moving, so I'm excited. So I kind of, like, word vomited. But how you been? Let's talk about, because as y'all can tell, we haven't been here for 2 weeks, and we was doing kind of the whole week thing in the month of January, which last week was Christmas, so it didn't really work. So let's do a catch up. Yeah, let's do a catch up. B, how was your Christmas? How was Christmas break?
How
you feeling?
Oh, well, if you guys don't know, I don't celebrate Christmas. But I do enjoy, like, you know, some of the traditions of Christmas, but I don't celebrate it. So, my mom, she came into town. Yay! And so she brought me all types of goodies. She brought me, like, an air fryer grill thingy-majig that I'm going to have so much fun figuring out in the rest of 2022 playing with. And she brought me so many, like, fresh pieces of fish and, like, food and stuff like that. So, like, we definitely got fresh, or she got me fresh pieces of fish and all types of goodies. So, I'm going to have so much fun at the beginning of the year just playing and experimenting with some of that stuff and just making it do what it do. But, yeah, I mean, I've been really chill. I haven't been in these streets causing trouble. I haven't been knocking on or kicking down your doors and slapping your chick. You know what I'm saying? I've really been keeping it kosher. It's been trying. I ain't gonna say it's not being hard. You know what I'm saying? But it's been a lot.
100%. I definitely agree, because, like, sometimes, like, when you're trying to get your shit together and you got, like, obstacles that are outside of you in the way, it's like, bitch, like, why are you making my life harder? I.e., my family was supposed to come up for Christmas, so my Christmas was a little whack.
Yes.
But it was kind of necessary loneliness for me. Like, I planned for my mom to come up and everything. Was getting into decorating my apartment, you know that. So, you know, went through the whole 1-2, and she don't show up.
So what happened?
She just didn't show up. Well, no, honestly, she got sick. She ended up getting sick, and I think she ended up getting COVID, but she didn't want to tell me it was COVID. Mm. Speaking of, I got another friend who I was supposed to see the night before COVID. I'm not going to say their name. And they went to a Christmas party here in Atlanta. And I told them, they was like, oh, you going to come to this Christmas party with me? I was like, nigga, no, I'm not going to this, because I had to get tested for COVID to see if I had COVID. And so it was like a big fucking, I don't know what was up with that fucking week, but everybody was catching COVID, like every fucking body.
But no, I had another friend who went to a Christmas party. She actually had invited me to that same Christmas party, and my mom was supposed to be coming in town, but I said no. So I said no. Right. My mom ended up not coming, but, you know, I'm not just going to go half-ass. So I was like, well, no, I'm not going anyway, because I'm not ready. I'm not prepared.
Yeah.
So she ends up getting sick. She doesn't say that. You know, she has COVID. I said, did you get tested for COVID? She said, no. But she said she went to the doctor and they said it was bronchial. I was like, girl.
That still could be COVID.
I'm like, girl. But not where COVID live at.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying to my friend. They didn't want to tell me that they had COVID until literally told me today.
Chat.
It's the, what, 26th, 27th?
Child.
It's to 28th. I don't know what day it is.
Anyways, all I'm saying is, have you also noticed that the lines for testing in Atlanta have gotten much longer?
Yes, because people are really getting fucking sick. They think that they're, especially, let me tell you. So the difference between people that I noticed was, like, one person that I knew did not show any symptoms, but that person was vaccinated. The opposite person looked horrible and was horribly sick. And they were not vaccinated. And I've seen people who were vaccinated that get sick, but it's typically not that bad. But, like, some people that I know personally, they ended up, you know, tested positive, and the people who were not vaccinated was, like, sick as fuck. You know? And neither here nor there, this is not Joe Rogan show. We are not here to spread conspiracies. But what we will do is say, bitch, if you sick, stay your ass at home. And if you've been around somebody who's been sick, stay at home, bitch.
If you're sick, if you think you're sick, if you feel sick, stay the fuck home. And the CDC, they've taken the time down from 14 days to five days. And the only reason that they're doing that is because, remember, we're still trying to recover from people not working in 2020. So, if you're sick, stay home. You don't know who you could be affecting. You don't know what you have. You don't know. Like, this is all still very new to your immune system. Your immune system don't know nothing about no coronavirus. So you don't know how your own system is going to react for your own sake.
Period.
So stay healthy. Wear your mask. That is something that I 100%
I'm going to insert that clip where he was like, wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
Please wear your mask. wear your mask. It is very important for you to put on that mask. This not no joke, and this is not no rundown. Wear your mask.
Okay. Use the Germex whenever you can, especially when you go into the store, whenever you, like, if you live in the city, you be pressing elevator buttons. Go ahead and make sure you're using Germex after you do stuff like that.
And I use my fingertip for shit like that. Like, if it's some shit that I need to press or touch, use your
especially
knuckle.
Especially at the store. Use your knuckle.
Yeah, use your knuckle. Do not use your fucking finger, because you can accidentally put that bitch in your mouth.
Yes.
Even if you use your knuckle, still wash your hands. But bitch, like, try not to. And your phone is dirty, bitch.
It is
your
dirty.
Phone is fucking dirty, bitch. Wipe your phone off when you get home.
Well, don't wipe it down with alcohol wipes.
Wipe that bitch off with something. The cell phone cleaner. But bitch, do something.
Do something, because it's dirty. Like, it's a dirty world right now, and we're all figuring it out. So.
No, dirty world full of dirty niggas.
Figuring it
Speaking
out.
Speaking of dirty niggas, V. Do you got your keys?
Girl.
Oh, you know what? Are we in, like, one of those luxury cars where you don't have to have a key? You have, like, the app?
We're in a Buick.
Oh, wow. So we're not in a luxury car?
Is Buick not luxury?
No.
Yes, the fuck it is. The Buick motherfucking LaCrosse 2019.
I'm just kidding.
My motherfucking uncle keep that motherfucking car ruby red, clean, yes, sliced, diced.
Speaking of ruby red, you have ruby red nails. I love them.
They're not ruby red. They're Ferrari red.
Excuse me, bitch.
Vroom, vroom, bitch.
They really giving, like, Louis Vuitton red, though.
It's really a vibe, you guys. So, to be honest, like, I'm really just coming into myself at the end of 2021. I'm like, girl, I've been ugly for far too long.
Because you've been in the pandemic and nothing has been going on. Yes. And you've been getting your life together.
It's been stressful.
And you've been letting niggas go. Do you not remember that we just had a whole car accident 2 weeks ago? Do you not remember that we just motherfucking not called the police on a nigga 2 weeks ago? Do you not remember? Do I need to remind you?
Why is it at the time all of these things never seem as serious as they are? But in retrospect, I'd be like, wow.
So you're just not realizing, like...
Wow.
You didn't think about that, did you?
I didn't really care at the time.
I know, but like, I'm saying, like, you getting your shit together right now...
Yeah.
...is so connected to you letting that nigga go.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize it in the moment, or was it?
No,
like,
I didn't realize it in the moment. Like, I just knew.
When did you realize it?
I just knew I needed therapy. Remember that time when I was talking about I need therapy?
Speaking of therapy, I'm gonna just tell y'all this. I am gonna drop the links. I did find some therapy resources. Woo! So for anybody looking for therapy, Taraji P. Henson.
We love actually her.
Actually has a. Therapy kind of resource on her website, and I'm going to be linking that below. Also, if you're somebody who is queer, I have resources for queer therapists who are queer. So I know for me, I wanted to find somebody who was queer like me, and like straight black men don't understand me, so it's been a little harder for me to find somebody.
You need someone relatable.
Yeah, where you are a cis black woman and you probably would relate to a cis woman, right? And so, or just... Y'all be listening to a lot of niggas. She be listening to, like, a lot of nigga. Like, if y'all go on her YouTube, I was like, girl, where the women at? She be listening to all the niggas. But
no, there's, like... I just like to listen to, like, certain channels for
controversial.
Some reason. I like controversial channels. Like, very controversial channels.
Like Joe Rogan.
Like, okay, yes, I do like Joe Rogan because I feel like he brings a plethora of guests on. And I'm like, damn, they all have so many very, like, interesting and, like, intriguing stories. And so then I also like to listen to just, like, I don't know, a lot of men talk. I don't know why I like to listen to men talk
sometimes.
Do you
think you need a male therapist?
No.
Why not?
Because, I don't know.
What if a gay male therapist?
I feel like a male therapist, I don't know, a gay male therapist, I don't know, I feel like I need a female therapist.
Okay, cool, I respect that.
Because there are some things that I have went through in real life.
IRL.
That I need someone who has, like, walked that journey. Woo! Y'all, Nudie is so fucking drunk. Nudie is so drunk on this podcast.
No, I'm not, bitch. I'm fucking sober. Don't you dare tell these people that I'm fucking drunk, bitch.
Oh, tell the floor that. Oh my God.
I did almost fall. But I caught myself and I need another glass of wine. Ooh. But let's continue.
But yeah, so I just need someone who has walked that walk.
And talked that talk.
And talked that talk to tell me, listen, bitch, been there, done that.
Fucked them twice.
Right.
He's
thought
no
it
good.
Was over. Left, got my shit together. Fucked up. Had to get my shit together again.
And that's okay. and we do not judge, bitch. And we do not fucking judge, bitch.
Because in reality,
That's real life shit.
That's real life.
Yeah, that's real life shit. And that's why I really want a queer therapist because, and also a black male therapist because my last therapist was a white older woman.
Oh, wow.
And literally the only thing that we can connect with, yeah, it was really, I'm not even going to tell you her name, but it was close to that. I'm going to tell you, her name was Dorothy. And I'm not even lying to you. And, no, Brenda. I said Dorothy Jesus. Brenda, but the thing about Brenda is her daughter was a dancer, and that's the only reason why we connected. That was the only thing that we could talk about. She loved talking about dance with me, but she never liked talking about queer shit with me because she didn't understand.
Right.
And that's why it really just inspires me to be somebody who talks about mental health, and that's why I really want to, like, go into that field. But I'm not going to tell you what my dreams and goals is on this podcast, but you already know what they is.
We know what it is.
Back to what I was saying, because we definitely got off topic. I asked you a question of all questions.
I don't know what that question was.
I asked you, did you have any keys?
Oh. Then you was trying to talk shit about my Buick. That's where we got distracted.
So
I need to put you the fuck out right now.
Well, I got my own car. I got Dream outside, so I can follow you. I can follow you in Dream.
Because you ain't been talking about my Buick.
I can follow you in Dream or you can
let
me in Hyper.
You ain't been talking about my Buick.
I can follow you in Dream. By the way, my car name is Dream. Her car name is Viper. Her name is Dream. She is white. She's like snowflake white. And she got the sparkles to prove it. So I can either follow you in Dream or you can let me in Viper.
We finna ride in this Buick.
Okay, there we go. We get in Viper.
Because the Viper is outside.
Okay, so what's the Buick's car's name? Because you named it Viper. Viper 2.0.
No, we're not naming it Viper 2.0. This
Viper
is...
Viper number two?
No.
Okay, what's the Buick's name?
Drop a hoe.
Drop a hoe! Ooh, love it. So let's get into Drop a Hoe. I fucking love it, bitch.
Alright, so now that we got a Buick named Drop a Hoe established, let's go ahead and see if we can spin a block a little bit around this bitch, alright?
I am too sexy for my shirt, too sexy for my shirt, so sexy it hurts. I am too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York or Japan.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. So we just came back from Christmas. And
ho ho
to my favorite hoes. You know who you are.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So you got some hoes?
You know, my stable has gotten pretty empty over the Christmas holidays. And I don't want to go there. So anyways, I got some good stuff for Christmas. So what you get for Christmas?
Nothing.
Oh,
a candle.
You was naughty this year?
No, you got me a candle.
I got you a candle.
I love it.
Did Santa bring you anything else? Naughty or nice?
No.
Aw, man. You made the naughty list?
No. I just don't got people in my life.
Oh, fuck
so if you're
people.
Out there and you want to give me a late Christmas gift, please just... Oh, you know what? If somebody give me $25, a random person. A random person. I was like, wow. Candle with $25. I'm special.
Period. So there was some Christmas spirit going around. Here we see that Drake looks like was really in the Christmas spirit of giving. He was in Toronto handing out stacks of cash. It looks like he was handing out crispy Canadian $20 bills.
Just a 20?
Ooh. Well, it looks like he was handing out 20s.
Okay.
20s. So what we see in the video is like he has this stack of cash and he was just handing it out. So I feel like Drake is always doing that. Like if you noticed in his one music video, what was that?
I know.
Yes, y'all know what it was. It came out a couple years ago. Was it Kiki? Do you love me? That one. So he also handed out money in that video. But I'm starting to think he is doing these as just tax write-offs and making us feel good with him doing it.
Period. I love Drake.
I love Drake too. So let's also see what else we have going on this week. It looks like Insecure! Oh my god, Insecure had the fifth! With us getting into the 10th and final finale episode on season 5 of Insecure, I am going to go ahead and let it be known that I cried. The pinpoint where I specifically cried was when Molly... This is a spoiler, so if you haven't watched it, you might want to go ahead and tune us down now. But here we go. So when I specifically cried was when I saw at the end of the episode where Molly was getting married and her and Torian were coming out the doors. I was like, bitch!
Really?
Molly got her motherfucking happy ending after all. Because Molly went through a lot.
And you know what's so crazy? You definitely are my Molly. When Molly I was watching the show, I told you. I called you and I told you that. I was like... Bitch, you are Molly, bitch. And I'm definitely fucking Issa. Bitch, if I ain't never been nobody else, bitch, in my motherfucking life, bitch. Mira, bitch, I know her.
And then it was also Molly was able to get, or Issa was able to get rid of Mira Issa because those insecurities began to fade away.
Right, because she faced them.
Yes.
And I'm going to bring that back up in my section later, but definitely... facing your insecurities is the only way to go.
Yes. So it was definitely an emotional series and it was an emotional farewell. So definitely
did the person for Issa, did she get the person that you wanted for her?
Hell motherfucking yeah. I knew Nate was not going to be the end game. Nate was never the end game. Nate was just another good bilateral distraction, but he was never the guy that we wanted to focus on.
Wait. You said a good bilateral what?
Distraction.
Remember that you said that.
Because he was never the main focus ever. He was just Issa's place of filling a void that Lawrence was no longer going to emotionally or physically fill for her during the time of her finding herself. Nathan could have ever been the motherfucking one, but he never even had a chance to be the motherfucking one. Let's start motherfucking there.
Let's start where?
He never even had a chance.
Elaborate.
Nathan never had a chance. Issa was always still very much so connected to Lawrence. If she wasn't, the contact as a woman who's over a man would have already been deaded. The way she loved him, she would have never continued contact with him.
So do you think that Issa loved Nathan but was in love with Lauren?
Absolutely.
And that's why they didn't work?
Yes.
Cool.
Because she was never in the same car with Nathan. Like, yeah, that's why they met in a car to show that, okay, yeah, we can, like, ride. But they were never going far in that car. That car, like, that's why when her and Nathan met and they got into that fight in the car and that shit, he ran away. It was never
supposed to work. He's always ran away, though.
He's always ran away. They've never gone in the same direction. But they've never been on the same page.
Nathan is a physical manifestation of what Issa does to Lawrence. That's why I feel like they wouldn't work.
Yeah, they would never work out. They would never work out. Her and Nathan, he was too dangerous for her.
Okay. Where's my Lawrence?
Unfortunately, you don't want to hear this, but you've probably already met him.
So who is he?
I don't know, Fred.
Do I need to go back to him?
What may not be the logically sound answer,
okay,
may be the right answer.
So I need to go back to my ex.
I never said that.
That's my Lawrence.
Well, if you feel like that's your Lawrence, that's forever gonna be.
No, because I've been and killed him. Cause he a Capricorn, and like you said, you're a Capricorn moon, and I don't got time.
Oh!
I don't have the time.
Oh my god, what is wrong with Capricorn?
He's a Capricorn sun.
What is that supposed to
he's
mean?
A Capricorn sun, Capricorn rising, Venus and Capricorn with a Pisces moon. I know his whole chart inside and out. He's actually a Mercury in Capricorn. So if you don't understand boring at its finest, that's my ex.
Am I boring?
When you in your feelings.
Because when I be depressed?
Yeah, when you be not in yourself, you won't be fun.
Oh, yeah, because I be depressed.
You get what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? No, it makes sense, right? Right. But when you your Aries self, you fun as shit. Like, I love that. I love that Aries energy. I love that shit. People don't like Aries. I love Aries.
Why don't they like us?
Because y'all self-centered. But, you know, it's okay.
Am I self-centered?
Don't ask me that.
I'm self-centered?
Yes. Because you really, oftentimes, it's hard for you to process things that aren't through your own lens.
I don't feel that way.
Outwardly, to other people, it seems.
Outwardly,
because
okay.
What you express to me is something different from probably what you are feeling. So what you're expressing to me and what you're feeling are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Because I'm like an Aries sun, I'm a Cancer rising, and a Capricorn moon. So it's
exactly.
Like there are so many different spectrums. There's no way for me to possibly take everything I'm feeling and then just give it to you. Because I personally don't even know how to interpret it.
The blessing of your sign is that the opposite of Capricorn is Cancer and the opposite of Cancer is Capricorn. So Cancers rule the emotions. So when you process it through yourself, Aries, you're able to express it outwardly, Cancer. And it's like when you're feeling the emotion, it's through Capricorn. So you don't think of it as yourself or you don't think of it as an emotion. You think of it as what it is.
Yeah.
So you're able to distinguish what is versus what is you versus mm-hmm. what is somebody else versus what is an emotion. So that's why you're able to do all of that.
It's that like makes I've sense. Really been trying to learn how to like work on allowing emotions to just pass through because it's like the Aries in me wants to like I want to act on that feeling and right. Then it's like the Cancer in me I want to feel that feeling but then the Capricorn in me is like bitch, let's wait like wait a minute
what is logically
really... that doesn't sound
so
right
for my ex who I'm gonna just be straight up who I was in love with
yes!
Over hills like
5 years you better
like
be
like 5 years I still love him like
you can't
I
just
literally
turn it off.
You can't turn it off and it makes me emotional even admitting it like I do love him like I love him like I love him so much I love him even me saying that I love him right now makes me emotional because I really do but he was everything that I did not need in my life.
Ooh, this is definitely gonna be Issa.
It's
like,
definitely Issa.
At that time, you or Lawrence and Issa did not need to be in that predicament together.
And when they left each other, and that's what made me think, like, okay, when they left each other and came back, like, you know, I text my ex today. Oh my God, I'm sorry, you watching them. You know, we're recording, right?
It's okay, because you should edit all this out.
No, I'm not. But I text my ex today, and I was just telling him how much, you know, like, because he lost. His baby,
his
basically.
Dog.
You know, I felt so sad because I was like, I know, like, this shit is affecting him. And because I love him, like, I didn't want him to feel like I didn't care or whatever, like, because I love him. But I love myself, too. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So, it's just been a difficult battle with, like...
So, what is the battle?
Do I let him go or do I go back to him?
To what version of him?
The new him.
And who is that?
I don't know because I haven't talked to him.
So are you afraid to just allow?
Yes. I am. I've never loved anybody in my life the way I loved him. He was my first love, but I wasn't his.
Mm. But does that matter?
I'm gonna say it again. He was my first love, but I was not his first love. So the way I view him in that relationship is not how he views me.
But does that matter?
But he texted me, like, we talked, and he was like, our relationship was, like, the best relationship he ever had. But it was the most, you know, emotionally vulnerable he had to be. So just imagine how your emotional
you know, non-emotional, you know, sun sign is feeling with me as a Cancer. I make you, I really force you to feel emotion. I ask you all the time, friend, how you feeling? You know what I mean? Where he not used to that. But, you know, neither here nor there.
Okay, period. So anyways, we're still spinning the motherfucking block. So yeah, that's enough of that. Thanks.
She's like, enough of that emotional shit, bitch.
Right. So let's move on to Kanye, or as he goes now by Ye. He goes ahead and buys 4.5 million house across from Kim Kardashian.
That's me.
Well, you would do that?
I would do that.
Why?
I don't know. Especially if I love you.
But like, what if she doesn't want him to do that?
I didn't ask all of that.
But
that's her problem. That's her fucking problem, and she needs to figure it out, because he and me are decided that we are going to live across the street.
My God, is it breakup season? Because Tiffany Haddish tweets that wish for new man after common breakup. She says, does anyone know how to make that happen? The star asks, like, girl.
I think that the common and Tiffany Haddish situation is very complex. Tricky. Yes, it's complex. I feel like Common was performative in that relationship.
I think he was too.
And men typically are performative.
Yeah.
Like, they perform for women to get what they want, and then they get what they want, and then they leave.
This is
Has
true.
Has that ever happened to you?
We'll have to talk about this later. And also, Diddy. So, do you guys remember when he used to own Sean John?
Mm-hmm. I love Sean John. With those sweatsuits.
Yes, he had the best sweatsuits, didn't he?
They were so hot.
My God.
Not like in a real good way. Like, they were literally hot. Like, you put them on, bitch, you're sweating. Well, maybe because I lived in Florida and I had a Sean John.
And he lives in New York, so it was probably, like, made for niggas who wear Tim's, like, 24/7. Mm-hmm.
Tim's and sweaters.
Coogee fits down too much.
To your socks.
Yes. So then he goes ahead. He rebuys Sean John because at one point he sold it. He's ready. He said, I'm ready to reclaim ownership of the brand. The brand actually went into bankruptcy. So I think this was his way of saving something that was in his name or previously affiliated with his name from looking like a public failure.
You know who else did this?
Who?
Beyonce with Darion. But a lot of times it's because of who they're in business with. So it's not really just him. He's the name of it. But oftentimes it's like contractually it's like multiple people in the business or in the deal with him. And he probably just needed a certain amount of time to get out of the contract or contractually get out of it.
Well, he done bought it back now. So we gonna see what they do with Sean John this time. Because you know every
Well, he need to buy a baby fat because I'm ready for the baby fat to come back. I'm ready for the strapped.
Actually, I heard that she was doing something with that. Kamora was working with Kamora, her own she was shit. Because you know girl, that was her bitch. And Russell. That was her.
Let's talk about
Diddy.
The fact that she used to put that razor phone in her shorts. Remember
girl,
she used to do
and
that?
I used to want one.
Did you? I had a razor.
I ain't had a razor, but I did have a scoop.
What was your favorite phone back in the day? Let's talk about that, Greg.
Oh, my God. I would have to say... Oh, my God. I don't know. I would have to say it was the scoop. Like, I used
what
to
kind
love
of scoop
my
is
scoop.
That? What is that?
Actually, it was like this phone. It was like this Windfire or something like that by AT&T that I had. It was like one of the really... different phones, because back then it was fun to have a different phone, like
right.
You didn't want to have the same phone as everybody else.
I'm gonna tell you my phone.
And so it was like one of those phones that kind of slid up and down, God. Like on the side. It could slide up and it could slide to the side, and it was really cool. But I got it taken
exactly
away a lot from me, and it was orange and silver. But y'all,
why did you get it taken away?
Because I used to be trying to talk to my little boyfriend in high school, and like, you know, I'd be trying
in
to
high school
trying to talk to him all hours of the night and shit. My mom was not playing that shit, so I got my little shit confiscated a lot.
Well, let me tell you my favorite phone that I had. I had a Sidekick, bitch.
Oh, bitch!
I had a brown Sidekick, and whenever you text my phone, the border of the phone used to light up.
Oh!
But Sidekicks, they had different functions. You had the Sidekick that slide up. That's not the one I had. I had the Sidekick XL, which flipped up. So, like, when you can use it regular, or you can hit the screen, and the screen flips around. That was my favorite fucking phone.
My God.
I miss Sidekicks. Like, Sidekicks had so much character. Like, they were so... But that was, like, AOL time.
Do you
like,
remember the BlackBerry?
That was a phone I did not like.
I did not like the BlackBerry either. I thought it was, like, a mini computer.
The Sidekick... The BlackBerry was, like, the boring version of a Sidekick.
It was stupid.
Same functions, but the BlackBerry was just, like, super... I feel like all the celebrities had BlackBerries. It was like the iPhone before the iPhone.
You know what was like the phone that really made touchscreen popular? Do you remember the mirror phone?
Yes.
The it was mirror silver, phone? Yes, and it was beige, like reflective. Yep. That is what was like the true touch phone before like this phones iPhone. We have now. Yeah, before the iPhones really became iPhone.
When did you get an iPhone?
Oh my God. I got an iPhone, I think, damn it, back in like 2000.
Which number of iPhone did you get?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. Like, I was, ooh. I came into the game kind of late. I'm not
gonna
lie. Yeah,
I got like a 6 or a 7.
It has to be like a 6 or a 7. That's yeah, what I'm thinking.
And because so then them shits was expensive when they first came out.
Bro, and bitch, I had if you just had an iPhone,
bitch, you
plan.
Was rich, bitch. I had, bitch, I was motherfucking Android down. Bitch.
I was Android forever.
Me too.
But then, like, when iPhone really became popular and, like, I noticed it became becoming the dominant, like, phone in the industry. I was like, let me see what it's talking about. So I became an iPhone user, and it was yeah. history ever after that. But I also noticed, like, Androids are more complex phones. Like, Androids, they definitely have a lot more features that you can control as the user.
It says, owning an Android phone this year is the biggest turnoff for most prospective partners. So they did a study that most people think that owning an Android is a turnoff right
but
now.
But these are my questions. Who are these people? How random old are they in these study groups? And how long were
friend,
they tested
if somebody
for?
Walk in this, if somebody walk in his house and he texts you and he on an Android, are you going to think... Are you, what is your first response if he has an Android?
If he has an Android, I'm going to think that he is a rebellious person.
Do you? I'm so serious that most people associate Android with being cheap.
Absolutely not.
I'm saying most people.
But that's so like shallow.
But it's so true though.
But it's shallow.
It is shallow. That is true. And I am shallow because I don't want to talk to somebody who got an Android. Wow. I'm so sorry. That's the biggest turnoff for me.
Why?
It's just like, bitch, why you? Why'd you text me on a chunky clunky Android? Well, you could be texting me on an iPhone.
I don't know. So if you're telling me that this man is a whole billionaire and that he is most the one who like makes
you know
your liver
honestly,
quiver and he has
really
an
true.
Android, you're going to be like, ooh, no.
No, but if he has like a Google phone, I'm cool with that.
Wow. So let's get into why Megan Good and her husband Devon Franklin divorced ooh. After 9 years of marriage.
Because she ate booty on screen. She ate that man's booty on TV, and he a pastor. He said, bitch, you on this motherfucking screen eating booty cheeks? She motherfucking bent that nigga legs back. Let me tell you the thing about the scene, bitch. The man had his whole asshole out.
Let's get into where this scene is so people can know what you're referring to.
Whoa.
Okay. You ready?
Are you ready, bitch?
I'm ready. Let's go.
My wine.
Yeah, he lost his trachea.
Ooh.
And can you please pick your trachea up?
It fell down my esophagus. I'm not going to tell you why, though. You said pick it up and it fell inside.
Come on. Okay. Tell us where this scene was. What movie? What was she doing?
She was doing a TV show. And basically in the scene, it was like this little stripper dude or whatever. Oh, no, that was a sex scene. It was a sex scene where she...
So she was having sex and eating ass?
Yeah, like she lit. It was a sex scene where she like literally bent this nigga legs back and pretended via TV to eat this nigga ass, which feels amazing. So niggas, if you out there and your bitch is really ready... And willing, let her eat your booty. Don't feel too mad.
Now, wait a minute. Hold a minute. Wait
I said
a minute.
Niggas who with girls who want to eat their
hold
ass.
Hold on, wait a minute.
No, I'm talking to the niggas that are with the girls who want to eat their ass. Not the girls who don't want to eat their ass. So, if your girl want to eat your ass. All right, fellas, listen up. If your girls want to eat your ass, let her do that. Because it feels so good. Because the prostate is in the asshole. And that's the male G-spot. I'm telling you, it feels
amazing. Just trust me. I'm trying to whisper so that B don't hear me. But back to the regular schedule program. V.
Like, I don't hear you whispering in my car. Like, what the hell?
I hear you. I'm just trying to tell you.
So, she was
and if you don't eat your nigga ass, you need to...
I'm not eating my nigga ass.
Why?
Because he gonna eat my ass. And that's what the fuck we doing in my household. So.
Okay. We can live with that.
So...
So.
He belongs to the Church of Latter-day
Saints. Oh, my God, bitch. Niggas, if you date B, you was not getting that ass A, and I'm
You're
so
not.
Sorry.
And I'm going to tell you this right now. No, I'm not going to put him out on French Street.
Did anybody ever actually eat
yes.
that
booty? The same nigga who had that other bitch at the condo cooking crack was telling me at one point how he liked his ass ate. And I was like, I don't know why the fuck you telling
but
me you like your ass
because
ate.
Because the bitch who was cooking crack was eating his ass.
Okay, well, good for her. That's why she cooking crack. You see how stupid that is?
No, because he's still getting pleasure.
He getting
he's
pleasure.
Still getting his ass ate.
But she gonna still eat
who
that
hurting?
Ass.
Who hurt?
Not yeah. me. Because I wasn't gonna be happy eating no ass.
Have you ever tried it?
Hell no.
How do you know you're not gonna like it?
Because I don't wanna put my face on no ass.
That's gonna be the name of the show. I don't wanna put my face on no ass. TBH, that's like my favorite part of being gay.
You know, that's good for you.
Ooh. TMI, what am I talking about? It's the one.
We gonna edit all that out.
No, we not. Bitch, I'm keeping all of this, bitch.
So, anyways, you know, you hate to see a divorcing. I hate to see divorces.
I didn't even know what we were talking about no more.
So, yeah. Also, it looks like that's all we have for keeping it kosher right now. I mean, it's really been kind of quiet. I mean, y'all really ain't been doing too much. I mean, there's some shit going on, but, like, you know what I'm saying.
Nothing with the celebrity clothes.
What I'm going to need y'all to do at this point is to go ahead and get out my car for the last time this season, okay? Oh. I want you guys to think about all the fucking times I let y'all ride in my car gas-free, okay? Mm. Because when I get my car cleaned out for the first time next season, you're not getting your dusty asses back in here the same way, I promise you that.
No, I'm emotional because it's the last spin on block this year.
It's the wine.
It's the wine, oh.
All right.
Wow.
That's the Capricorn moon in me.
It definitely is. That's the Libra moon in me. I'm just like, but the people need us. The people need us.
Listeners who didn't wish to hear about such things should turn off their radio.
What's up, kosher fam? Welcome to the Spin the Block. What's up, kosher fam? Welcome to the Kosher Lounge.
So
I definitely said Spin the Block. Welcome to the Kosher Lounge, where we like to talk about shit and keep it chill, keep it real. So, first things first, Kosher Lounge. First things first, y'all. We're going to talk about the new year. Are you excited about the new year?
No.
Wow. So, okay, y'all know that whole saying, new year, new what?
New me, bitch.
New year, new me. So, V, can I ask you a question?
What's up?
What are some ways that you are creating a new you?
First of all, let me tell y'all hoes what I'm finna do. I am getting, I'm just working on me personally, like, my looks, okay?
Yeah.
I just feel like it's time.
So you're working
time,
on you outwardly.
Yeah, I'm working on my outward appearance. Because it's just time for me to, like, snatch myself back together. It's time for me to give you guys what you've been
doing. The real
V. For.
The real V.
Yes.
Cool. So something I'm working on, too, is not being afraid to share who I am.
Yeah.
I think I share the versions of me that I feel like that are easily digestible to people. So, like, if I feel like the calm Noonie is good for you, or the calm Amir, but I'm saying Noonie because it's V and me. If the calm Noonie is good for you, I'm going to give you that all the time, you know? But now I'm like, no, bitch, I need to be rowdy. The other day, something happened between me and you, and I said no about drinking the other day. I was like, friend, I don't want to do that. Do you know that affected me?
I was like, okay.
You didn't care, though, probably.
Not really.
Yeah, you didn't think about it, but after the fact...
Well, I did think about it in a way, but I was just like, okay.
No, because I knew it was feminine, and I was really going through it emotionally, and you didn't know that until I told you the following day, but I was going through, right?
Yeah, I could tell, though, that you were that going through, because you were like, no, it's not okay, because I was like, well, you can just do some extra work in the gym, and then I was like, it'll be okay, and you're like, no, it's not going to be okay, but I didn't feel like you were saying, no, it's not going to be okay to me. I felt like you were saying, no, it's not going to be okay about something else. I didn't feel like it was towards me. I feel like
it wasn't, because I wanted a drink with you so bad. You know me, bitch. I ain't going to turn down a drink.
No, I didn't take it personally, because I didn't feel like that was, like, directed towards me. I just felt like that was coming out of somewhere else, and so I was just like, okay, like... Okay.
Yeah, it was something like going on with me.
Yeah.
But it affected me to say no to you. But it was very empowering too, because I was like, this is what she needs from me. She needs me not to be afraid to say no.
Right.
And she needs for me to stand my ground. And,
right.
You know, those were moments in our relationship that I really appreciated. Like me stepping up for myself and saying what I needed. And then also you respecting my space and what choice that I made.
Yeah.
So... Listen up, kiddos. I don't know if y'all remember. Earlier, Venezia used a word. And that word was distraction. Right? You remember that?
Nathan's bitch ass.
Yes, that's what that was. So, and I asked you a question. Do you remember the question? What is the opposite of distraction to you?
Like, if we're talking about a relationship in the scenario that just, we were.
No, not in relationship.
The opposite of a distraction would be a focus.
A focus, right? I would disagree, and I'm going to tell you why.
Perhaps why?
The opposite of distraction is traction. So, I wanted to talk about distraction or attraction. And when it comes to distraction, that is you getting... kind of like away from the thing that you really want to manifest. And traction or attraction is you getting on track with the thing that you truly want to manifest. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So moving into 2020, you all, I wanted to kind of like throw out the idea of traction or attraction versus distraction. A lot of people think, oh, I'm distracted, so that means I'm not focused. No, you're focused. You're just not on traction. You're not on track. That's what they call things being on track or off track. On track or distract. So I just wanted to throw that out there as we kind of set manifestations and, you know, goals for 2022. Wow.
Wow.
Set kind of like goals for us being on track for whatever that is that keeps us attracted to the manifestation that we want. So being attracted to something, meaning hyper-focus, meaning, you know, you are vigilant on what that is and having that dream, that goal, that focus. So, friend. Mm-hmm. What are some, from you, what are some ways that people can stay on tasks? What are some ways that you personally stay on task?
I think the best way for, like, me to implement staying on task is if I know I have something to complete. I'm a very purpose type of person. So like if it doesn't have a purpose, then I don't see the point of engaging in it or doing anything with it if there's no end goal to it.
Right.
So for me, staying on track is like just focusing on like the process while I'm getting to the end goal. So I try to work on like making sure that I do one step at a time, and each step that I do, I just take my time with it if I have time as a luxury. And I try to get all the details that I need before I do it. And then I try to execute it as best as I can. So I measure twice and cut once.
Measure twice and cut once. That's so dope.
That's something I always use in a job interview to guide too. So if like they ever like ask you like, okay, so like what do you like to do to make sure like you're detail oriented? I'd be like, measure twice, cut once. And they'd be like, oh my God.
Wow. So my question to you is, what are some skills or tasks or, you know, everyday skills that you use to stay on task? Do you create a list? Are you more of a person who just kind of flows in the flow? What do you do?
I make a mental list.
So you don't really make a list?
No, I make a list mentally.
Mentally, but you don't physically
make a list. I don't physically write
that's
down.
So that's so important to what I'm going to say, but keep going.
I don't physically write it down, and I allow for change because I know that, like, life happens.
Right.
And just because I plan it this way doesn't mean that everything is going to go this way just because I want it to go this way.
Right.
So I allow for things to flex. And so I like make sure like I do try to get up in the morning at least and keep a routine. I feel like if you at least get a morning routine, well, for me, having a morning routine keeps me on track. Like, I'll be like, okay, I know I at least, if I want to go to the gym that morning, because, you know, some mornings, some weeks, I'm not going to want to go to the gym. And it's not like I don't want to go to the gym because I don't want to be a healthy person. It's because mentally, I just
can't am not there.
Get there.
Yeah.
And so, I feel like if I at least know, like, I can get up in the morning and do the simple things. Like, I know I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to cut my air on. Cut my air off. It just depends on what the weather is like outside. I'm going to put on clothes because, you know. And then I'm going to, you know, make a cup of coffee. Maybe play some music if I want to play some music.
So or you're
maybe
setting I turn, the tone.
Yeah, I set the tone for my day. I control how I want my day to go. And I know, like, if I wake up, and I have to listen to myself. It's not always about, like, what my mind wants to do. It's about what my body and spirit want to do. So I have to listen to everything. And I have to see, like, is spirit off? Like, do I need to spend more time being spiritual this morning? Or I'd be like, is mind off? Maybe I need to do some yoga. Or I'd maybe, like, body is off. Maybe I need to get in the gym. And so everything takes balance. And so I really just try to listen to what the body, everything needs. And I go according to that.
So why that's so important, because I've been doing a lot of research on like to-do lists. So like I've been like, I'm gonna get organized, I'm gonna create a to-do list, and I've been doing a lot of studying. They're saying that to-do lists are actually toxic in how when you don't accomplish it, it kind of reassures that energy of like, I don't get shit done. So a lot of people who don't finish things on their to-do list, it reassures you that you don't get shit done.
Wow.
Versus you saying that I've set the tone for my day, and what I flow in happens, and what I don't, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
So you literally are somebody who is more productive than somebody like me, where I want to get shit done, but I'm so used to creating a list and getting things, and then when I don't finish, I feel like a failure. Because
no.
I put 100 things on my list to do on a Monday, which was me this Monday. I did so much shit that on Tuesday when I woke up, I was like, damn, I did everything on Monday. What am I going to do on Tuesday? Because I got Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday off from my job. So I'm like, okay, but damn, well, on Wednesday, let me fill up my schedule with something that I can do. So now what I'm doing, instead of creating a to-do list, I want to create a time block list.
Yeah.
So a time block list, y'all, and I will post a free time block list creator in the link in the description. I'm going to send it to you personally. I'm actually going to block out time for me to do shit, nothing.
Yeah.
And you create time blocks where you are creative. And I saw something where, you know, 90 minutes on, 90 minutes off. Meaning if you really put 90 minutes towards your business, take that same amount of time off. So that's you on Instagram. You can go get a coffee. You can take a whatever you want to do, don't think about nothing business wise, and then set an alarm after that 90 minutes for something productive towards your dream and goal. So that's why it's so beautiful that you even say all of that you said in your section, because it really tied into why I feel that you naturally are a successful person. You just didn't realize it, because most successful people really don't create to-do lists. They flow in more so like time blocks.
Yeah.
Like Monday, I wake up 9 o'clock from 10, I'm going to be in the gym.
Yeah.
10 to 11, I'm going to do this. And that sounds like a to-do list, but when you don't look at it as a to-do list and you look at it as a time block, even if you don't accomplish that, you don't feel like a failure.
Yeah.
You just say, oh, I just missed my time block. I'll get it tomorrow.
And I just
versus
like,
saying
yeah.
that I missed my gym and I feel like a failure. Oh, shit. Okay, I missed my time block for being creative because I was doing business. I love that. I was being...
It's not a bad thing. You don't even have to do that. Be like, you don't even have to be like, oh, well, because I was doing... Like, you don't have to have a substitute for anything. It can be
there
like,
we go.
You just weren't there mentally, physically, or whatever at that point in time to be able to do what you thought you could do. And then it's also like when you allow that flexibility into mm-hmm. the time that you want things to happen, it's like, okay, it didn't happen at this point, but I know I can go ahead and move on to the next thing anyway. I can go ahead and take what I was going to do later, move it up, and what I wanted to do later in the day has been alleviated, so now I can take that time right. back and go to
right.
the gym.
Right.
I can go in the evening, and it's okay that
or
I
you
adjust
go
because...
To have a-
Yeah.
For example, you friend, you want to start doing more active things in the community, going out to eat,
yeah.
or whatever. Let's start to plan time blocks where we actually have fun in the city.
Yeah.
Because we feel like we're grinding.
We do grind
it's
a
so
lot.
It's so toxic to feel that we're not supposed to enjoy.
Yeah.
So my point in saying all this is to factor in time where you factor in enjoyment.
Yes. You do have to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Right. Next, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Okay.
What have you ever heard of the 10-minute rule?
What is it?
You have you ever heard of it?
No.
So most people get the 10-minute rule confused, where you do something for 10 minutes, but you don't do something for 10 minutes. Well, what the 10-minute rule is, let's say you are on tasks, mm-hmm. right? And you're, you know, handling everything for Kinky Kimmies. By the way, that's her business name. And for some odd reason, you want to get on Instagram, you want to search the web, but you want to stay on task. The 10-minute rule is you set in that moment where you get the urge to kind of do something different. You set a timer, and at the end of the 10 minutes, ask yourself again, do I want to do that thing opposite of what I'm doing? So for example, at the end of the 10 minutes, ask yourself, do I want to go search Instagram or do I want to watch the news? And if at the end of the 10 minutes you say no, keep staying on task. But if you do, give yourself the freedom to go do whatever you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the 10-minute rule is, you guys, is that if you're already on tasks and you have the urge to do something different, and you have that urge, set an alarm for 10 minutes. And at the end of the 10 minutes, if you still want to do that thing, do it.
Yes.
Period. That's the 10-minute rule.
So I think it all just depends on your level of self-control, what you can handle, and what you
want
to
do. It talks about, you know, internal and external triggers.
Yeah.
So that it plays on a lot of, like, your triggers and what you personally like to deal with or can deal with. So external triggers can be something like turning off your notifications, turning off your text notifications, turning off your, you know, Instagram notifications, which I personally did. Lastly, what I want to talk about in this section before we get to, you know, whatever, I want to talk about getting organized. So, B,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go first. Not even B. I'm going to go first. Ways to get organized.
What's
For
that?
Me, I've decided to wake up at a certain time every morning to mm-hmm. go to the gym at a certain time. And if I don't, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I literally got organized with what it is that I truly want. So moving into 2020, get organized on what you want, what you desire. So one way that I'm getting organized is I'm waking up early. What are some ways that you like to get organized, B? Because you're definitely not waking up early. That's just not a thing.
Like, how early you mean?
I get up at 5:30.
That's not.
I get up at 4:35. I'm up.
4:35.
4:35 o'clock, I'm up.
I'm not getting up that early. I think some ways that I get organized is I like to take stock of my life. And I like to see where I'm at. And I like to see where I want to be. And then I kind of just move myself along. So I start implementing, like, when I wanted to move to Atlanta, I knew what I had to do. So I came up here. I was asking my friends, like, you know, what are some good areas of Atlanta to live on? You know, just figuring out a plan, you know, being meticulous about that plan, being deliberate about that plan. And then, you know, checking everything, crossing it twice, making sure that everything lines up. And then moving about. So I think I'm just a game. I'm like a plan maker. I like to make plans. Like, I can make plans for anything, is what I've noticed. Like, I can plan shit that I've never planned before, and it'll go smooth. Like, I don't know. I organize and I plan a lot. I think it just comes naturally for me, inherently.
Period. So, yes, everybody. So that's kind of like something that I want to talk about. I just want to encourage everybody to kind of make a plan, get it clear. Also, create better habits for yourself. And if you have any, you know, 2020, we're going to talk about, before we get done, we're going to talk about vision boards. Woo-woo! Y'all, so me and V on what day are we going to do it on?
New Year's Eve.
We're going to create vision boards. So creating a physical, visual manifestation of kind of some things that you want to accomplish.
Throw your holy oil at it.
Throw your holy oil. Do a lot of meditation. But also, when it comes to like your morning rituals, you could do something as simple as looking at it. Another thing that I want to suggest is having a 2022 song of the year.
Ooh.
Meaning, like, you know, whether your song of the year is, you know, Beyonce's new Be Alive, or if it's, you know, Nicki Minaj, fucking whatever. You know, I'm not a Nicki fan.
Don't
I
come
love
to
Nicki.
Nicki.
I love Nicki. But I'm just saying, like, if you pick a song that's going to set the tone for the year, so whenever you get distracted, you hear it. So for me, Moment for Life is my Nicki Minaj song. Like, yes. She said, I fly with the stars in the sky. I'm no longer trying to survive.
Yeah,
I believe that life is a prize.
Song.
I believe, huh?
That's a good motivational song.
She said, don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire. It's my empire. And yes, I call the shots. I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire, my gosh, today.
Right.
So, you know, and it's so funny how that song, became my song, because I was in the project's Truman Arms, if you know. If you were Pensacola, you know Truman Arms.
Why?
Because I was with Isha, and Isha's stepdad's parents lived out there. And I remember we was sitting on the back of the steps. This was before I danced, before anything. And Nicki Minaj had just came out. And that I fly with the stars in the sky. I'm no longer trying to survive. It hit me in a way that literally me thinking about it right now literally brings tears to my eyes. Because I was homeless. I was beat down. I was broken. But when I heard I fly with the stars in the skies, I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize. But to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me. I was like, wow. Like, bitch, I know I can do this. And from that, that became me and my best friend Isha's favorite Nicki Minaj song, which then became the song that inspired me to take the leap of faith in my life. Right. To do more for myself. So, saying all that to say, y'all, get that song that inspires you. And when you get off track, when you get off tasks, you can listen to that song. You can say that lyric that gets you kind of like refocused. That makes sense?
Are you asking me or are you asking
you?
Them? Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So yeah, definitely get organized. Create a song of the year for yourself. And also create a vision board. So that has been my section V. You know this wouldn't be the end without a what?
A fucking riddle.
A fucking riddle, bitch. This week's riddle. What do you call a person who sells drugs from a bike? There is a reason why I use this. Going back to my statement in the beginning, what do you call a person who sells drugs from a bike?
A traveling pharmacist?
Wow, no. I love that you're not getting this. The reason why I chose this is because I knew you was going to think too deep.
What is it?
I'm not telling you. You get two more guesses.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Let's see here. So, drugs from a bike.
Okay, was that your guess number two?
Yeah.
Okay, and you have one more guess. A person who sells drugs from a bike.
A pusher.
Close.
Well, that's all.
A dope peddler.
A dope peddler? Who the fuck is a dope peddler? Fuck, it sounds like a 1980 guess dad. What?
They're selling dope and they're peddling a bike.
Peddling the goddamn dope, Suzanne. They're peddling the fucking bike, Suzanne.
Well, that was that last week's episode. And the fact that I'm actually happy that this time I stumped you, bitch. I fucking got you, bitch. Just say you got me. Just say I got you.
You got me. Fine. Okay.
I'm so fucking happy.
Bet you won't get me next time.
Oh, though. I bet the fuck I will. Because actually, I took time to pick that one the fuck out.
Okay, and I hope you know that I get better every fucking time. And I so know. Just, I'm like the black Spider-Man suit Venom.
Yeah. No. Not really. Well, thank you all for being in the Culture Lounge. We appreciate you. We love you. But it's time to get the fuck out.
Because ain't nobody paying that fucking light bill.
Ain't nobody paying light bill in this bitch. And at this point, the Culture Lounge and the Buick. What's the name of the Buick, bitch? What's the name of the Buick?
Drop a hoe.
Don't got no gas. I actually need an oil change and my brace fix. IRL.
I still need them fucking dents out my car.
She still need them fucking dents out her car. We just fucking all over the place, bitch. But you know what? We gonna make it. And we gonna make it, bitch.
Fuck this shit.
Well, thank you all for listening to this week's Keeping the Culture. This is actually the last episode of 2021.
Catch us in 2022.
Oh my God, catch us in 2022. We gonna have some updates, some revamps, some new shit, some old shit, and the in-between shit. I'm super fucking excited.
Yes.
The aesthetic that we're going for the new season. I'm not saying, okay, I'm just gonna be straight up with y'all. We are gonna take a break.
We are. We need a break.
We're gonna take a break for at least 2 weeks, probably, maybe three. So we may maybe be back three. The last week of January or the second to last week of January. We are getting some shit made. And it's not just based off us. It's based off shit that we're getting done.
Yeah.
Professionally. So making sure that we have that situated. And we just want to make sure y'all are in tune with the Keeping the Culture fam. And we love y'all. Is there anything you want to tell them for 2021? Moving into 2022?
I do have to tell y'all something. Ain't nobody gonna wait for y'all to figure it out. That shit ain't sweet, but you gotta keep it pushing.
That's it?
That's it.
And for me, what I would say to you in alignment to what V said is that you have to learn how to depend on the people who support you. one thing that I'm doing is learning how to depend on my friends and being open to accepting the help from my friends and accepting how my friends try to show up for me. Because I'm so used to being strong. I'm so used to being doing it on my own. And to be honest, that's not okay. Like, I need to be open to help from everybody in my life. And y'all, literally, you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to go it alone. You don't have to struggle alone.
You make sure.
I am here with you. Though you're far away, I am here to stay. You are not alone. I don't know the words, but I'm gonna pretend I do, just to believe in you. V, what do you have to say? 'Cause I am feeling weird. Ooh, 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 ooh. I love y'all, Keep It A Culture fam. But listen, let me tell y'all something, bitch. It's okay to, bitch, feel alone. It's okay to feel like you don't know what you're doing. But, bitch, at the end of the motherfucking monkey ass day, keep going. You know, one thing I do want to leave y'all with, it's possible.
Brandon, are you rambling?
I'm not rambling. This is real.
Okay.
It's possible. When you think that it's not possible, just tell yourself, even when you don't believe it, that it's possible. And that will carry you through. Even in moments when you don't believe in yourself, just tell yourself it's possible. Even when you don't see it, even when you don't feel it, even when you don't believe it, just keep telling yourself it's possible and see what happens for you. So on that note, thank you so much. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will see you at some point in 2022. Until then, peace, love, and chicken grease.